Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AsNedge afternoon market wrap-up. And it was an okay day for corn and soybeans. The rest of the commodity world, with the exception of orange juice, did suffer a little bit today. May corn at 443, up 3.5. July at 450, up 3.25. December new crop 471.75, up 2.25. The administration today did give guidance on using ethanol as airline fuel, airplane fuel, and that was a small victory for the corn, and it did lift us off the lowest levels of the day. We were trading about 443 when that came out, managed to make it back up to 450, so a little bit of positive news there. The dollar was calmer today, and that allowed soybeans to rally a little bit. May beans at 11.55¾, up 10¼. July at 11.69¾, up 6¾. November 11.64½, up 5. Bean oil at 43.24 was up 23. July meal 349.30, down 260. The strike in Argentina at the soybean meal production facilities is over. And we only got a couple of days of mileage out of that, so not a lot of problems there. Old crop crush, 73.75, down 10.50. November new crop, 99.75, down 6.5. July wheat at 599.5, that was down 3¾. July Kansas City, 625¼, down 10. July Minneapolis, 702¼, down only 2 cents on the day. The wheat rally is getting tested, and the Chicago wheat did have an outside day with a lower close, which will continue to add to the chart worries that are developing there. July rice at 1924 was down 4. Cotton for July, we're at 76.51, down 192. And December at 75.17, down 166. The funds that have been long are now clearly short, and this is beginning to drive prices down to major support levels and the lowest levels for July that we've seen in a year. June live cattle at 174.15, down 83. August feeders, 252.02, down 348. Seeing slow cash trade, packer margins remain very difficult. Cutouts were lower today, so that is adding to some pressure. June lean hogs at 100 spot 62, down 185. Packer margins are getting very tight. Cash hogs continue to be firm, but we've seen weaker belly and ham prices, which in turn is creating a similar squeeze to what we're seeing in the cattle market. June milk at 1848, down 18. July orange juice 370, even up 645. Crude oil for June, $79 a barrel even, down $2.92. This is the first time we've been below $80 in about a month or a month and a half, and we've taken the war premium out, and that is going to be good news at the pumps. June diesel at 245.51, down 7¼ cents a gallon. Unleaded 257.90, down 11¼ cents a gallon on the day, or a drop of about 4%. Natural gas at 193 was down 6 on oversupply concerns. June gold 2320 up 1730. Gold is a little volatile today due to the Fed speak, and we'll get to that in a moment. Silver at 2680 up 15. Dollar index 106.13 down 9. Stocks had an adventuresome day today. The Dow 37,903, that was up 87 points. S&Ps though at 5019 are down about 16 points. During Powell's speech, we were as high as 50.95. In the last 30 minutes of trading, we gave back about 75 points of those gains, creating a little troublesome chart pattern. NASDAQ Composite, same story there. We were higher during his speech, finished at 15,605. Down 52, or a loss of about 1/3%. The S&Ps were down 1/3% as well. Interest rates came down on what Fed Chair Powell had to say, which wasn't much. He said they would continue to be data-driven, which has been the story ongoing. He did not mention any rate hikes. In fact, the only thing he said about potential for a hike was he didn't think the next move by the Fed would be a hike. Other than that, the song basically remains the same. Rates backed up on that. The 2-year at 4.95, traded as high as 5.03, so that was down 8 basis points on the day. 10-year at 4.62, down 5 basis points. The 30-year at 4.74, down 4 basis points. So all in all, the Fed report was not that big of a deal. Next big things we'll be looking at will be Friday's unemployment rate and crop progress reports on Monday, and export sales tomorrow for the grains. This is Sterling Smith from rainy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.